CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Greer is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give us your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Any questions, comments, thoughts, or prognostications are welcome on this net. Okay, folks, well, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-in. So folks have gone to the brars.cc website and done the pre-net check-in from there. We'll work our way around to the EchoLink stations that are available, and then we'll go on to the alphabetic group starting India through Lima. So give me a second. We'll get through the pre-net check-ins from the website. Coming in from the website, tonight we have KC4PLT. That's Richard there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4CKT. That's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got KE4VGN, that's Rich here in Greenville. M4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Got N4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia. Got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Looking at WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben there in Simpsonville. Got KG4PFI, that's Don, and he brings Linda, they're both in Piedmont. Got N4CRV, that's Lee in Simpsonville. Got N2SWJ, that's Scott in Greer. Got KI4LZI, well, that's Anthony, and he's there at Table Rock. Got KR4FHX, that's Jamie, coming to us from Gaffney. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Got KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley. Got KM4RJN, that's John, coming out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Out the pre-net check-ins, I've got KG4WNP, and that's Landon from Greenville. All right, folks, I've got one EchoLink station, and EchoLink stations only. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN, please feel Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negatives.
On the other EchoLink station, if you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Hello, Charlie Zulu India, Walter, I'm in Anderson. Negative and negative. Even to everybody on the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4YHY, that's James, here in Greenville, and KR4CZI, Walter, there in Anderson, both coming to us via EchoLink. Thank you both for checking in and got your names on the log. All right, in the absence of other business, we'll go ahead and move on to the RF groups. And because tonight's Tuesday night, we're going to be starting with the India through Lima group. I through L, call KQ4 WHN.
Center control. So Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha, that's KG4 JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all, and that's everybody.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, now up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative, saying safety threes for each one of you.
WHN. Park, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in. Good evening to all. Happy New Year to all. No questions for the time.
4, WHN. Mark, thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Stay warm, 7-3.
This is KQ4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control like to recognize KG4. JIA, that's Dennis coming to us from Gaffney. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dennis. Got KK4, JFO, that's James up there on that mountain there in North Carolina. James, could hear your voice as always, sir. I've got KO4JKV, that's Duncan coming to us from Asheville. Always good to hear your voice, Duncan. Thanks for getting on the log tonight, sir. Got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Sid. And then I've got KK4JBQ, Larry, and he brings along KC4MFK, Donna. Both of them are in Greer. All right. Thank you so much for getting those on the log for me tonight, Larry. And you are definitely one of my my top five voices to hear, because you're one of the ones that are not afraid to talk to me. So let's go ahead and move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4 WHN.
Charles? Mark, for the last time this year, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Jill, she's West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 7-3 to you and all the net, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Control. Please check in and out Kilo Quebec 4, Uniform X-Ray Juliet, KQ4UXJ. This is KJ coming through Greenville right now, headed back to Charlotte. 73
to net. KQ4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get KJ on the list here, because he may any moment run out of the area and get out of the distance of our repeater. So good to hear from you, KJ. Be safe on your way to Charlotte. That route 85 in the dark is a dangerous place. But net control would like to recognize KJ. Or excuse me, KQ4UXJ for KJ out of Charlotte. Always good to hear folks on the road checking in with us as they come through. Good to hear your voice, sir. Then I've got, at the top of the list, KK4ONO, that's Lorena. And Lorena brings along with her KK4DMW, that's Rick. And then together, via telephone relay, they're bringing along KM4MOQ, their daughter, Michelle. Love that you bring the whole family along for the ride. And thanks for getting them in the log tonight. Then we've got WG4MC, one of our net controllers, along with my friend up there in Asheville there, Duncan. Always appreciate the net controllers because they give us a reason to get on the radio and have a conversation. And I'm as guilty as the rest of not getting on the radio and keying the mic nearly enough. Okay, folks, let's move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Call KQ4, WHN.
KQ4, WHN. Thank you for calling the net. Nice signal tonight. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Net control. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home over in Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
4WHN. Please check in QL Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. Hey, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
It's KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom coming to us from Greer. And just make sure you say hi to Bernice for me there, Tom. And then we've got WUT2T. That's the tongue twister, and I'm going to get it right. WU2T, that's Rusty, coming to us from Moore. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. And then KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. And the three of them make up their Mutual Admiration Society. And one day, if we're all lucky enough, we'll join that list. All right, folks, I got another Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, Mark, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself all on the net. No traffic, no table. Do want to wish yourself and everyone on frequency a happy new year.
WHN recognizing KA4PQA. Stephen joining us from Greenwood tonight. Thanks for checking in via Echolink tonight, Stephen. All right, I think my next group, via the RF spectrum, we're going to move down to Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
Mark and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
Yes. N, Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform, SKQ4ZYU, Allen, over in Leesburg, South Carolina.
Thank you, Mark, for doing the net. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative, negative.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control, like to recognize. N4ZLK. That's Shane coming to us from Cleveland up yonder in the hills. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. Then I've got KQ4ZYU. That's, I think you said Alan. Alan in Richburg. Thanks for coming and joining us tonight, Alan. And then I've got KO4WTQ. That's Greg there in Greer. And it looks like I've got another Echolink station. Apparently, this is my month for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you want to check in Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Martin, KT4K, negative and negative. Thank you for getting me in.
KT4K, great call sign. I'm always a fan of call signs that are unique and easy to remember. KT4K, Martin, thanks for joining us tonight via Echolink. Got you in the log, sir. All right, I'm not sure I gave enough time on the bottom. Let me try one more time. Anyone else in the Uniform Through Zulu group, call KQ4WHN. Let's move on to the Alpha Through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
K4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, and he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Joy. They're coming to us from Easley. Thanks for getting your name in the log there, Gary. Appreciate that. And another one of our net controllers that you need to take some time and spend your Wednesday with him on New Year's Eve. If Gary's up for that, I think that would be a good use of your time. All right, folks, let's move on because it sounds like my alpha through deltas are quiet. So maybe we're going to go ahead and finish off the alphabet and get to Echo through Hotel, E through H, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick, I'm in Centralville. Thanks for calling the net. Mark, you guys have a great evening and probably tomorrow night is Happy New Year. See you later.
KQ4WHN. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Happy New Year, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Mark. Oh, stay inside and stay warm.
Mark, if you would, please check in. Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey, KR4ETW, Chuck in Campobello, negative and negative.
Q4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4 Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks so much for calling the net. 73 to all in the net. KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4FNC. That's Rick coming to us from Simpsonville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Rick. Get your name on the log. Got KC4EZN. That's Harry there in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear your voice tonight, Harry. Definitely want to throw an extra blanket on the bed there in Candler, sir. Got KR4ETW, that's Chuck, coming to us from Campobello, one of my favorite places to amble around in when I've got some extra time. Want to figure out a way to maybe go into a remote HF day out that way sometime. And I've got KR4 Echo, 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 that's Greg joining us there from Hendersonville. Good to hear your voice tonight, Greg, and thanks for getting your name on the log. Okay, we've been around the alphabet all the way around, so let's do an all call. Anyone, anywhere. 2 meter net. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Now's your chance. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. And everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize contact number 50 tonight. Ken, you're going to win the door prize if we only had something to give away. That's KE6KEN, Ken joining us from Greenville. All right, folks, we're slowing down a little bit, but let's see who else is out there lurking. Particularly somebody who may have a recently issued FCC license and just doesn't understand the process, or maybe you're visiting folks kind of hanging out after Christmas and you haven't checked into this net before. Well, I'm calling everybody everywhere. If you can hear my voice and you've got a license, give me your call sign. Let's get you in the log. Call now. This is KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN.
sure I'll make that last list, being that I'm here every so often. But anyway, sir, good to hear you. Appreciate you calling that. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and as always, I'm at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments, other than wish everyone on the net a happy new year. And I look forward to calling the net as the new year starts this Saturday night. But anyway, Mark, I'll turn it back over to you. 7-3, happy new year. And I'll be on the side again.
4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize AK4HR. Mike, there in Simpsonville. Mike, did I understand you correctly that you were going to be calling the net on Saturday? Is that your first time? Or fill me in on that, sir.
No, Mark, it's just the first Saturday of the month, so, but it'll be my first one for 2026. So.
But I know. But, all right, well, looking forward to that. Got that on my calendar. Maybe I can cause some issues on your net, give you an opportunity to scold me. But thanks for getting your name on the log, sir, and good to hear your voice tonight. Anyone, anywhere, want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Now's your opportunity. Call KQ4-WHN.
Mike is an amateur and doesn't get on very often. Drink your neighbor.
That last station was KR4FNC causing waves through the pond there in Simpsonville, but we'll do what we can to support the net every night that we can. Remember, you've got all sorts of ways to check in. You can come in EchoLink, you can come in RF, you can come in through the website, do the pre-net check-in if you know you're going to be busy, or maybe you got to go to bed early. There's all sorts of reasons to keep folks out there. Well, I don't have anybody down for comments or traffic of any kind, so let me go ahead and let the folks go who are looking to secure for the night. I'll just say this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chews. All right, so I don't have anybody down, and I am bound and determined to keep this going to at least 9:30 when I see one other one or two show up, maybe sometimes five. But anybody have any comments, questions, thoughts, announcements that you'd like to bring up, this would be a good time to do it. Call KQ4WHN.
KHN, AK4HR with a comment or two.
Come talk to us, sir. The floor is yours.
Well, hey, Mark, first just was going to tell Rick that, yeah, I copied him over and was able to switch over. And, Rick, I do copy you simplex most of the time since your signal runs right over my roof. To get up there to the repeater, but good to hear you calling the net. But I haven't heard a whole lot of people mention it. I know I think the term resolution has become kind of taboo for New Year's Eve because they're so easy to break. But I was just curious if folks have any resolutions or plans for ham radio, something to do within the new year. I know one of the things I like to do, just to kind of throw things up every once in a while, is reset my radio and make sure I can reprogram it. With the few radios that I do have, I usually try and do that every so often because each radio, of course, takes its own timing and button pushes. And, of course, the worst one I have are these little Bofangs, which I've pretty much given up trying to manually program them and only use the cable for. But just curious if other folks have New Year's traditions or plans for their ham radio in 2026.
I'll open up to the broader floor. I know my own personal resolution is going to be to try and slow down some of my spending on ham radio. I've got a bunch of equipment that I have, I haven't emptied the coffers, but I've put a hurting on them, and I probably need to spend more time getting deeper instead of wider. So I'm going to try and get a little smarter at the stuff that I've already purchased and go from there. Anybody else have something that you want to do in the coming year as it relates to ham radio or some of the traditions that you want to bring forward in your radio career as an amateur? Call me now. This is KQ4WHN.
WHN, this is KK4JPQ. I had a thought. Back to you.
Was interested to hear your thoughts, so come forward and share with us what you got on your mind.
I want to encourage every ham out there that's still listening to keep a logbook. To some extent, it still is what I thought it might be. A little busy work, but keeping me focused on what's going on. My mind just goes everywhere. That's not unusual. That's what I live with. And unless I slow it down and direct it, actually keep it pointed in the right direction, I can do everything from imagine something and I miss my place in line. I do that sometimes. And then completely fall asleep, you know, not paying attention. I can do that because of the hour, perhaps. But I say all that to just lay it out that I have, since I became a ham, I decided to get one of these little spiral notebooks, and it is the smallest, kind of 5x7 or something like that. And I keep a logbook every night. The logbook and I connect just before I turn on the radio. And it's helped in many ways. It's helped me, won't go through the listing of things that it's done, but very appreciable ways. It's a personal thing, you know. Maybe when a ham friend has passed, it's where I know to go and look up any notation I may have about their home phone number. I do make notations when it's out there on the net, you know, why not? And maybe I can, and I have done this, I've called their spouse and offered condolences and such, and otherwise I wouldn't have had any way to get in touch. And that's been important to me. So the reason that this is top of mind right now is because I've just filled up a book. This is my first one. I've had it since, more than 10 years. I don't put a lot there with it, you know, but just what comes to mind in a certain form, that's always a good thing to do. But then I leave a space at the very bottom of every page for notes that I want to make. Do you keep a logbook? KK4JBQ.
U4WHN. I'm always struggling to figure out what the log is appropriate. When I'm on HF, it's a guarantee. If I'm simplex, UHF, VHF, I will generally put people in the log. If I'm handling net control, obviously I have a log that I maintain on behalf of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. But if I just have a conversation with, like, I was on the way to the insurance man the other day, and I had a conversation with N0TR Tom. Didn't really think to put that one in the log, but maybe I should. But whether you do it on paper or whether you do it on the computer, I know the standard for a lot of people is QRZ. And they've got a nice free way to do it there. They have a phenomenal website with a lot of really good stuff there. I've become a fan of World Radio League. World Radio League is one of those up-and-comer kind of companies. It's the same folks as Ham Radio Prep. And they have done a phenomenal job of putting together a web-based and a smartphone-based logging product that, you know, yeah, they're selling upgrades and new features and different things for the tier up, but the free stuff is wildly better than what I need. So I spent a little money with them just to support their effort, but it's amazing the choices that you have out there. And I would think that the more that you put into it, the more you would get out of it. So that might be a whole topic for another day. Is, you know, what context do you log, and how do you do it? That's a phenomenal conversation.
Agree, because that has not been spoken of in the 10 plus years that I've been here. I haven't heard anybody talk about that. It's been very, in the past, it's been very structured for people who make contacts all over the world. If they send QSL cards and stuff like that, which is not done that much anymore, I suppose, but oh, I've sat down with hams that have opened up their shelves, and I don't exaggerate here, shelves of logbooks and covering tens of years, you know, and that's awfully interesting to go to the many places they've been with, on their radio. I live in an HOA, so the antenna that I can use here has to be very very small. And I can't really get out all over the world. But then you sit with someone who has. It's fascinating, the many places you can go on the radio. Well, I'm limited, so I make of it what I can. That was a mighty nice evening, Tom. KK4JBQ.
For a little bit. Let's give some folks that want to check in a chance to do that. So we'll take a quick pause here and say, anyone want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? It's your opportunity to do that now. Call KQ4WHN. This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to save that logging topic. That might be a fun one to start off in the new year and just kind of see where it goes from there. I want to kind of throw something out there about in preparedness for the new year. One of our favorite meteorologists that likes to get really, really excited about weather and the potential that could come in has been prognosticating. Well, he's been mentioning that some of the computer models have been showing snow for the first weekend in January, and the 6th, 7th, 8th, 8th, 9th, somewhere in that range, they're thinking there might be some chance at a hint of some possibility that could be, well, we're not really sure yet, snow. But, it brings up the thought, do we have our batteries charged? Have we checked on all of our equipment that we might need in the next situation where we have a power outage? Don't need to necessarily make that a discussion topic, but just kind of keep that top of mind for everybody. We got a weekend here. We're probably going to be sitting around trying to figure out what to do with ourselves. And that might be an opportunity to charge batteries and make sure cables haven't been chewed on by the mice and all that fun stuff. But anybody have any other thoughts on what Mike brought up or what Larry has discussed? Let's get you into the mix here. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN, this is KE6KEN.
All right, Ken, it's your turn. You got the floor, sir.
Bite on the New Year's resolutions for radio. I feel like if I say things in public, it keeps me honest a little bit. I would like to do my first activation for POTA this year, and my goal is to do at least 6 of them throughout the year, so we'll see if that happens. Want to get a little bit more familiar with VARA AC. I just started learning it a couple of days ago, and looks like it could be useful for MCOM and stuff like that. And my longer-term goal is to start studying for CW. Don't have any experience with it, and I think I'm going to take the plunge this year. Okay, back to you.
CW is next level, and something that particularly those of us like me that are new to the hobby, had no requirement for CW. Interestingly, I was an ROTC kid in high school, and I got so good at Morse code, I was teaching naval flashing light, if you can imagine that being a course of study in high school. I was teaching Morse code via flashing light as part of a learning segment that we did in ROTC, and the instructor just went back and graded papers and let me teach the class. I got so good at it. So I feel like if I I put myself forward, I could probably pick it back up pretty quickly. But hearing it and seeing it are two completely different things. And I feel like that one needs to be in my future, too. I'm just not sure when. But anybody else have any resolutions on when you want to do something, you know, the next step in your amateur radio journey? Call now. This is KQ4 WHN. Let me ask you a question, Ken. Have you got parks picked out for your POTUS? Any particular place you want to go and set up and actually get activated, or are you just looking to find something close by and get started?
I think I'm going to start with the close ones. That way, if things go sideways, I don't have a long drive home. And then as I get more comfortable, I think I'll move farther out. So I was thinking the Paris Mountain, Bunched Arrowhead, stuff like that, maybe Table Rock. I live up by TR, kind of, and those are all really close to me. So I figured I'd start there, and then once I get comfortable, I can branch out a little bit. One of my favorite parts of the hobby is making antennas, so I've made several portable antennas that I have to choose from, but I need more practice at getting out there, setting them up, and then getting on the activation. How about you? Are you into POTA?
I think I've got a 143-foot, 10-meter to 80-meter monstrosity that takes me forever to get up. So I went through and I built a much shorter, much easier to raise antenna from a kit called a Dooley. And I'm gonna get that out in the field as soon as I can. But I've done two activations, one successfully, one... I didn't successfully activate because I didn't get 10 contacts, and a lot of that was just because somebody had lost a dog, and I went to help to do that, and then there was a bunch of traffic. A lot of excuses, but it didn't happen. So I want to get back out there and try my new antenna and do some POTA work, because it's a reason to get out. It's a reason to see the sunshine. My very first one, I went to Bunched Arrowhead, and first thing I did was I learned about what Bunched Arrowhead is and why it's called that. But I had a gentleman from, I believe he was from Georgia, who was in the Paris Mountain State Park area doing a POTA. And I managed to talk to him on both 20-meter and 40-meter from 2 miles away. And, you know, that ground wave stuff is funny and it does weird stuff. But he was coming through like he was VHF off the repeater, and it was blowing me away. So I got him in the log twice on two different frequencies, and I love the new experience, and I definitely had that with POTA.
Well, just a comment. I think if you cut your activation short to help somebody find their dog, you made the right choice. what did you learn? So this was your first couple of activations. Was there anything that you came back from the activations and said, hey, I'll do this differently?
Yeah, the I can't remember the name of the one further up closer to the state North Carolina state line. If I sit here and strum my fingers, it's right above Highway 11. Really tiny parking lot, so not ideal for activations. But you know, even in a failed activation, I kind of did a little bit of reading. I wasn't going to do an upload of the contacts that I made, but the folks who chase get credit for chasing. And I kind of stalled a few days, but when I read that and understood that, it's like, oh, I need to upload my logs, even though it was a failed activation, so they get credit for that. I learned that my little 20 amp hour battery lasts way longer than I have patience to be outside. And I learned not to take my dog with me because he's big and he's goofy and he gets really, really bored and wants to do things. And if I'm trying to stay focused on the radio, that's maybe not the best choice.
Good, understood. Did you activate from the parking lots in each case, or are you thinking of, you know, maybe you'll do some hiking back in and set up somewhere a little bit more remotely?
Well, my HF rate currently is a 7300, so not really ideal for backpacking in somewhere, but I could see going in a couple hundred yards with a battery box and a 7300 in a bag and just kind of minimal equipment set up on a fallen log and doing it from there. But until I get slightly different gear that's more hiking friendly, I'm probably going to be limited to the parking lot for the time being.
I have kind of a funny situation. I have a nice homemade Pot de Performer wire version, which is super light, but I have a really nice heavy tripod to put it on, and I'm not too keen about lugging that big tripod too far back in the woods. So I'll probably start out in the parking lot, and then we'll see how it goes and branch out from there.
Well, the one thing I'll add to my experience is I got a lot of really strange looks, and I kind of felt like I needed a sign or a flag or something just to kind of give everybody a hint, because they're staring at this middle-aged guy sitting at a card table that he's unfolded at the back of his car, and he's talking on the radio, and they're like, what is this all about? I have no idea. So I would break away from calling CQ and just kind of explain, oh, this is a thing you do on amateur radio and da-da-da-da-da. And I almost felt like I needed a handout or a sign or something just so that they wouldn't call the game warden or the local sheriff's office and go, there's a guy who's acting really, really strange out here.
I've heard of other activators having a little handout that explains what ham radio is and what Parks on the Air is and stuff like that, and it seems like it helps. But I guess some of those spontaneous interactions are part of the fun of POTA as well. And you never know, there, you know, a kid will come by and maybe get interested in radio, and a few years later they might get a license or something.
I like the outreach, and I'm happy to be the ambassador for the folks that were genuinely curious. You know, a lot of people just go, oh, yeah, right on, that's cool, and they kind of move on. Others had more in-depth questions and wanted to know more about, you know, hey, can you get all the way to North Carolina with that thing? And I'm like, oh, actually, I just had a conversation with somebody in Colorado, and that kind of blows their minds because, you know, they just assume there has to be internet in the mix somewhere to make that happen. But my worst exchange was a guy who was walking his dog on a mountain trail, and it was this this other park that was closer to Highway 11, and I guess he thought I was the Board of Tourism or something, and he was like, there's already too many people out here. You don't need to be talking to anybody and telling them where we are. It was his park, and by God, he wasn't going to have anybody else come in and spoil it. And he came back to me two other times and just, you know, was protesting that what I was doing wasn't right, and I needed to rethink my thoughts. And I'm just like, dude, I'm talking on the radio. It's a game. It's fine. Nobody's going to get hurt here. I'm not bringing in a bunch of folks from California. We're going to make it through this.
There you go. Hey, kid, get off my grass. Well, I guess it takes all kind to make a world, right? And hopefully he had a good walk and felt better at the end.
The thing for him is he was done with his walk, so he had to get in the car and make his way back to wherever home was. But, by goodness, he had been coming here since he was in high school, and it's just filling up with all these people from all over the place. And it's like, man, you need to take a deep breath and smile at people more often because you're having a bad day.
Understood. Well, listen, I better go hit the bed here. Thank you so much for calling the net tonight and enjoy the QSO.
Yes, sir. Same here. I'll kind of open it up for any other questions, comments, thoughts, or contributions. Anybody have any other things they want to do in the new year? And then we'll get to the end here and call out one more time for check-ins. And then we'll wrap this thing up because we're getting to that point in the night where everybody kind of says, I've had enough. So anybody have any other comments, thoughts, questions, or resolutions you want to bring up? Call KQ4 WHN.
KK4 WHN, KK4 JBQ. Just one other thought. I chanced to press the button on my radio to see whether you're close by. And indeed, you are. And then I remember that we've been over that ground. The thing is, I think this would be a good thing for me to do. whatever, I'm on the radio. All these people checking in from all over the region. I haven't made a note in the past, but I want to put aside a special page, maybe in the middle of the book or something, you know, a special page where I put down the people that are that close to me. You sound the same without the repeater in the mix as you do when using the repeater. Well, that's fascinating to me, and I think it might be a good thing to accumulate as time goes by. KK4JBQ.
Hey, I don't think there's even 3 miles between us. I looked up your call sign and address when we did the Simplex net, and you're really close. So you and I are going to be able to have great conversations without the repeater involved. But that's a phenomenal idea of just listening to the uplink frequency and seeing who you can hear. And I might have to steal that one from you and just kind of try that myself, because what I can hear, you probably can hear, but that's an interesting experiment to do during a net one night as well. I guess I should remember, well, I probably should have said this at the beginning, but I had put on the calendar for January 6th when I host again. We're going to do a Simplex net at 8:30 right before the net, and I'll try and get on a few other nets on the coming days and remind everybody next Tuesday, first Tuesday in January, we'll do another Simplex net at 8:30 right before this one, so everybody has a chance to experience what it is to try and find folks out there Simplex and who you can talk to if a repeater wasn't available. As it's, I was astonished at how far my signal went and the folks that were telling me they could hear me from almost out to Rock Hill into Georgia. You know, the mountains get in the way when you go toward the northwest, but a little bit north, a whole lot south, and even a fair bit east. So let me call out one more time for check-ins. Anybody that's just kind of joining us late and wants to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, go ahead and call now. Call KQ4WHN. Hey, folks. Well, we've been at it for 55 minutes. I got 51 check-ins on the log tonight, and I appreciate everybody joining us. Give me a second. I'll get my net report ready, and we'll call tonight. Don't forget, we're going to do it again same time tomorrow night, and Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night, as far as I know, and he usually does the swap net right after the regular check-ins. So go ahead and join him Wednesday night and get on the log again for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's all I've got for tonight. I appreciate everybody's participation and comment. And if you're just out there listening, I appreciate you listening. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for those checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, Happy New Year, and good night.